Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. A couple minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. It's a fun one today. Yesterday's wasn't. Today's is. The Braves won last night. Brandon Adams going to join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk some college football with him. AMA to wrap things up. Here's a little college football news for you. Week one, college game day.
Yep.
Columbus, Ohio. No surprise.
No surprise because
Texas and the Buckeyes playing week one. But, you know, of note because it's game day, but also Lee Corso's final show, mm-hmm. college game day show. So apparently I didn't know this. This is where the first time he ever put on the headgear was there.
Yep.
So
Brutus. I think it's Brutus, put on Bruce first time.
So I imagine he'll probably do who knows? Maybe he'll pick Texas.
Nah, but
we'll have to tune in to find
but
out.
But it's going
to
be noon because that was the biggest thing. Because who was trying to change it? Was Texas trying to change it?
I think Ohio State was
trying to change it.
Yeah, they tried to change the date of the game.
Nah, we straight. This is in the horseshoe, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, and so we know that's the other broadcast. Isn't that like a Fox game?
It'd probably be a Fox game.
And then they got the big new kickoff and all that other crap. Yeah. So, yeah. But, all right. Is there another game that can compare to that that week?
I'm sure there's other good games, but Texas Ohio State's obviously the biggest
one.
Game.
The one.
It's the biggest game of the day.
That's going to be game one. Oh, that's going to be.
That's great.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
And I can't wait for it to get here so we ain't got to worry about all this other crap. That has, well, I'm not going to say it doesn't have a result on the football field because it does, because it depends on how many good players and all that.
Yeah, which players are playing where.
Yeah, but
who's getting what money. And
so much more happier.
The football is much more fun to talk about.
Aspect of football, we could get to go doing.
Yeah, who made a good throw?
Yeah.
What a move.
Yeah,
what a comeback.
Yeah.
Wow, did you see the atmosphere in the stadium? Now we're talking about court cases.
It's unbelievable. It's funny because now they're doing minicamp, all the players are in there. I guess now they use this as like a pitcher day or something like that, so all the players are taking the photos and full uniforms and stuff like that. Love the Falcons. Year two for number nine.
All right.
Love it. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing about when you do those is that you got to always make it look like you're on the field. Because when you out there like just naked arms or no tape, no wristbands, no glove, look real stank.
Everyone.
You look real stank in a football uniform without at least some wrist on your tape.
Yeah, some kind of football stuff.
Some kind of football stuff. Yeah. Whether it's tape on your wrist or something. But, like, them cats that could be out there with just naked arms and fingers.
It's always so
real
obvious,
weird,
too.
Man.
Because
it's real weird.
They use the videos and the pictures and all that stuff that they take at the media day in the stadium, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's either the headshot that they show when they're putting up stats, or sometimes they'll have, like the fake, like, pump up the crowd stuff, which is always so corny, but
yes,
whatever.
It is. Yes, it is.
Do what you got to do. Yeah, you can tell it's so obvious, like, all right, well, that was 7 months ago.
Yeah.
he didn't even have his new tattoo yet.
He got nothing on. He's out there just looking nasty and stank. Oh.
He didn't have any tape on his ankles or nothing. His wrists or anything
but,
like that.
You always got to make sure, especially if it's just the upper part of your uniform, but they'll have, like, you're holding a football. You got to put some gloves on, put you some wristbands on, put you an arm sleeve, something.
Did you do that thing a couple years ago when the Falcons had everybody down to the stadium to take, like, headshots?
Yes.
You did that?
Yes. No, I missed that. I was on vacation.
Oh, you're on vacation.
I was on vacation. Okay. I was on vacation.
Yeah, it was very nice. Like, yes, very nice of them to have us down there, like, professional photo shoot. Yes. And, like, I think some people have used them for – I know Wes and Dave use them a lot because they look really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just me by myself.
Yes.
Like, in a sport coat.
Yes.
Holding a football.
I remember that. I was on vacation.
Yeah, and you weren't there, so we couldn't – there was, like, no, like, show photos that we could use.
That's right. It was supposed to be show photos and everything they want to show at the stadium. Yeah,
but they still wanted me to come down and do it by myself. Never used any of those photos for anything.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I appreciate the Falcons for doing the photo shoot and all that, but nothing more awkward than a non-football guy. All right, now throw it in the air and make it look like you like.
Yeah,
now hold it like you're going to throw it. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, people are really going to believe that I'm about to fire this one in there.
Hey, man, we got a wild deer running through the neighborhood, man. He was on the Ring camera this morning. He liked hanging out in front of the yard, and so I saw my nice neighbors, and they had just got the whole front yard resodded. So I saw this morning, stopped by, and was like, "How y'all doing?" Blah blah blah. And then she was like, "You see the deer?" I was like, "Yeah, I caught him on the Ring this morning. Yeah, he's a rabbit." I was like, "What?
Rabbit?
Rabbit?" I was like, "No,
hope not.
I hope not." That's exactly what I said. I think she was more mad, and she they were mad because they got a guard in the back, and I guess they go back there and tear up the guard.
Yeah, they eat the stuff.
Yeah, and tear up the guard. Yeah. But yeah, she said, "I think it's rabbit." I was like,
"Oh, she's looking for an excuse."
I was
to
like,
shoot
"Yeah."
It.
I was like, let's hope not."
He's trying to have an alibi. She's like, she's gonna shoot it one of these mornings and be like, "I told Randy he was rabbit."
Dude, that was so.
It's on record.
When you said that was so damn funny. I was like.
You going to borrow Bo's crossbow? You have a crossbow, right? I assume.
I have a bow.
I have a bow. Yeah. I just assumed you had some sort of
I do. I do.
Medieval weaponry.
You actually have to draw mine. You crossbow, you just kind of click it.
Yeah, my brother's got a crossbow.
Yeah, what you want me? What am I going to do with that?
Fire.
Man, I've been in hit somebody else. Trying to shoot a damn deer as fast as they be moving.
Yeah,
man,
that's
I've been in clip somebody else.
Probably illegal.
It'd be kind of hard to take down a deer with a crossbow, too. Though.
Think so?
Okay. Those bolts are really small.
I thought people hunted with bows.
The bows, yes. With a bow, not a crossbow.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You may be able to kill a deer with like a big crossbow. I don't know. It's kind of cheating.
I thought it was better.
So then what are guns?
I thought it was better to hunt with a bow.
Most bow hunters are
but it's with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
There, you can hunt with crossbows. Most bow hunters are regular.
Yeah.
Well, you get
compound bows.
Get whatever. The bow and arrow over there. Then.
Yeah. As you can tell, I don't really know a
Seems
lot
like
about.
Seems like you and I
stuff.
Are a little on the outside looking in on this one.
Yeah. You get me at like, do people hunt with 12 gauge?
You know what's
they
funny?
Do. You
know
kill a deer with a 12 gauge?
Wouldn't this like you might blow the deer apart?
No. That's why you don't always do that. Yeah.
You know, it's
tough to get
to go for the jugular, man.
Bo knows from experience. I think Abe watches people hunt on YouTube.
Yeah, he does.
I think he does.
Yes, he does.
And that's not funny. Why did I say that was funny? That's just, you know what's true, and then that was what was true. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
You know he watches it, too.
Yeah, fine. It's not funny. It's non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Funny was the wrong word. Correct.
Eli White, high and deep out to left center. Cameron at the wall. This thing is gone. The pop off the bat of Eli White making it 5-1. And some much needed insurance in the eighth for Atlanta.
Yeah, nice to see them tack on a few extra when they go up 3-1. Eli White there. Ozuna added a couple more in the ninth inning as well. So made it a little bit more comfortable, which was nice.
Yes.
Kind of the first time in I don't know how long. That you watched a Braves game and the final few innings were fun to watch. Certainly snapped the 7-game losing streak, which was great. Lost 5 in a row, 1-run games as well. So got the win yesterday, bunch of homers, Ronald Acuna with some opposite field power, and Chris Sale was fantastic. So nice to see them score some runs for Chris Sale as well.
Yeah, man. I think that was the thing when Milwaukee got the 1-0 lead, I was like, it'll be 1-0. And then, you know, Ronald Acuña was able to get the other run. And then, obviously, Matt Olson. Then, like you said, the insurance runs later on in the game. I had a knot in my stomach when Rafi came in the game. I'm not even going to act like I didn't. And he handled his business. And going into the ninth, with the 6-point lead, still had knots, you know, because this team has lost games like this, and it's like, you know, they have been getting blown out. Like, they've beaten teams bigger than they've lost, I would think. I mean, we got to go back and check on that or everything like that.
What do you mean?
Like, their margin is in their wins when they've won, like, games. Well, so
let me put it this way.
Okay,
so yesterday was their fourth win in 18 games, right?
Yes.
So they're 4-14 in their last 18. They're a -2 run differential in those 18 games. So they've lost 14 games and won 4, and the run differential is almost the exact same, because exactly what you're saying. Every game they lose by 1.
Yeah.
Every game they win by 6.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying. Like,
it makes up. Now, again, it's only let's try to get more than 4 out of the next 18. The run differential could be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, man.
Means all the games are close.
More
games,
runs.
For the most part.
I want to see so much more of the fun outfield shenanigans that our outfielders do with a little dance and they're running into the infield because it's doing their little slaps and daps and all of that stuff because they won a damn game. You know what I mean? And that's it. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing. Because to me, it tells me a lot more about these one-run games that they lose that they're still close, Bunk. Like, it ain't something where you just see them, like you said, getting the doors blown off of them. It's always a mishap here or damn pass ball here,
mm-hmm.
or not being able to pitch recognize on full count with the damn bases loaded, yep. where it's an obvious ball, but yet you're swinging at it anyways.
Right.
Like that. Those.
Yeah, the margin for
the
error
margin,
is
just that's the,
minuscule.
That's the irritating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're not going to win 80 all these games or whatever, but it's just how they lose games. And they lose games like sorry ass teams.
Yeah, but it is frustrating because it, you know, like you said, it's that one mistake when you're only scoring 2 to 3 runs a game a lot of nights. That one mistake is going to be way more. Like, they made mistakes last night.
Yes.
There were moments last night where the perfect thing didn't happen, but they scored 7 runs, so they're able to make up for it. And obviously, Chris Sale pitched great, which goes a long way as well. Obviously it's one. Do it again today, then it'll be 2.
Yeah, man.
Start stacking series, because that's really what we said when they went in that 0-7
hole. And they got out of that 1-8 hole because they were doing
that. They did. They stacked a bunch of series in a row. That's what's crazy about it was the start was so awful, and then they swung back the other way. I wouldn't even really say treaded water. Like, they played some pretty good ball for like a month, got their heads above water
right. Just
in time to get Acuna and Strider back,
yep.
and then completely backslid for almost a month.
So is that the thing about it is that now they're still on the, like, how this team started is like another process started with Ronnie.
We're doing it again.
And we're doing it again.
Exactly.
And we're going to battle our way back out of
it. Exactly. Because when they got back to .500, it was like, all right, no more 0-7.
Yeah,
they worked their way out.
Acuna's coming back.
Yeah. But then they went 3-12 in his first 15 games. So yes.
And I don't want to see no stats about
right back there.
How they were before and after. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
I know.
Please.
It is. I think it is tempting for the anti-Ronald consortium.
That daggone Acuna,
yeah.
they got worse.
They're worse with
they
him.
They got worse when Acuna came
it's
back.
It's like the people that say the Hawks are worse with Trey.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got worse when that Acuna came back.
We're going to agree to disagree on that one.
You see that stuff that he was doing?
Now, I do think the Brewers fans were upset about his enjoyment of his home run yesterday. They were booing him as he was rounding the bases. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A little boomy. I'll run slower. Give you more time to boo.
Hell yeah. Let me enjoy these moves. They give me the fuel.
You got Grant Holmes on the mound tonight.
Let's go.
Versus Quinn Priester, who I've never heard of. But hopefully,
I'm Jenny Powers!
Hopefully they beat the hell out of Quinn tonight.
Hell yeah, man. Let's get another fun morning tomorrow, the midday show.
Let's do it.
Let's start stacking them.
We'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us in studio. We'll talk some college football with him. Obviously, some Georgia-specific stuff as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.